Blog Talk Radio.
Released to us last night while I was sitting at the table
on Facebook, and the Spirit of the Lord just fell on me heavy, and a bubbling came forth. Praise the Lamb of God of the prophetic. And the Lord spoke and said, tell my people these words. Praise the Lamb of God. And they flowed from me, so from my fingertips. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it is a wonderful thing to see and participate, people of God, in the divine inspiration of God to probably, should I say, understand more clearly what divine inspiration is as the Holy Spirit endows you, praise the Lamb of God, and you're writing and you're not really knowing, praise the Lamb of God, what you're writing, but at the same time, you know what you're writing. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I thank God for all of the experiences, and I definitely am excited because of the fact that in the experiences, God allows me to learn. He's allowing me to see, and I know it's for a purpose. I don't know if it's for writing books later. I don't know if it's for teaching of ministry giftings, but he reveals himself over and over and over again to me in various ways. Praise the Lamb of God that files in my system of remembrance, and I thank and praise God for all that he does for me. It's a wonderful day in Zion today, people of God, a great day to be alive. We are on the verge, praise the Lamb of God, of seeing the mighty move of God in our world and our society. It is our intercessory prayer day, and we thank God, praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure even more of our intercessors will be chiming in, praise the Lord, to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful day, praise the Lamb of God, in this show that is established so that we can pray for others, interceding for others. Praise God is what we do on Friday, and we don't mind. If there is someone who needs prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and you even want to discuss your prayer issue, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the time to do it. All you have to do is push one on your dial while you're there in queue with us, and we will take your prayer request. Praise the Lord. Remember, people of God, those of you that's listening via the Internet and you would like to call in, the number here is area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lord. Prophet Daryl was with us on yesterday for a little while. He is relocating, and God is blessing that young man. Praise the Lord, and we thank God for him being here, sharing as a co-host with us in the show. And you know, he has was packing on yesterday, and I was praying for him, praise the Lord, and the Lord has spoken that all new furniture is going to be given to him, and I just can't wait to hear that praise report and many others that's going to come forth, praise the Lamb of God, as a result of the prophetic word on yesterday. Praise the Lord. People of God, hallelujah, praise reports are due to the Lord. I think I'm getting tired to him. Praise reports are due the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, we owe them to the Lord to give our praise reports. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And our testimonies unto the Lord and sharing with people the goodness of God and what he has done and what he's doing in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shout out to PSM. All of our administrators, our intercessors, God bless each of you for all that you do in our team that makes up our page. And those of you that are on the team, praise the Lamb of God for planning the action of the November conference coming up November 6th, 7th, and 8th there in Oak Brook, Illinois, right there in Chicago. And we thank and praise God for each of you that's going to be participating with us. Those of you that's registering, those of you that's getting your rooms there at the DoubleTree Hotel, it's going to be on and popping, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I need to see you there, people of God. I want you to make your way, make the sacrifice. Come on and be with us, praise God, and enjoy the fruit, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic, because surely it's going to be going on in the house, and you want to be there. The Lord has promised a dynamic and powerful move, praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to come and be a part of that dynamic move of God. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is going to meet us there. He has promised us that. I got my granddaughter in queue today. How you doing, sweetheart?
No, this is your son. I was just calling to ask PSMI to keep me lifted up in prayer. I had to come to emergency this morning.
You had to go to the emergency today? Are you all right? Evidently you are. If you're on the phone, you're doing pretty good, huh?
I'm having very mild chest pain.
Oh, okay. So they got to check you out and what have you. All right, we're going to definitely pray for Raphael. Praise the Lord, Elder White. We will be lifting you up. Praise the Lord. How's Reggie doing? Is Reggie all right?
Reggie is fine. He's at work.
All right.
Good morning.
Well, we praise God. We definitely is going to be lifting you up. Okay? Don't you worry about that. We're going to Right. He got a lot going on there in the background, but that's Elder White, Raphael White, and we're going to be lifting them up in prayer today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't see many of our intercessors coming on as of yet. Praise the Lord. But we do want to move to our prayer mode so that, praise the Lamb of God, we can do what we normally do, and that is intercede for others. Praise the Lord, bringing people together here. Praise God, so that we can pray for them. Well, here's some more. Praise God. Error code 313.
Hey,
mic is hot.
Hey, Papa.
Oh, this is the birthday. How you doing, Brother Birthday?
I'm well, Prophet. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you, man. I hope
Thank
you enjoyed
you.
Your very, very special day.
Yeah, 40 years old. 40 years old. All is well.
Brad, you just 40?
Just
oh
turned 40.
Oh, my God, man. You're catching up with me. You better be cool, man.
I know. I'm going to start going on the whole new workout program. We'll start Monday.
I know that's right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brad is 40 years old. Brad Brown. And we thank and praise God for our son. Oh, my goodness. Such a wonderful man. Such a wonderful intercessor. Wait a minute. We got somebody else here. Error code 240. Who's calling?
Hey, Prophet. How are you? Hey, Brett.
Hey, Denise.
Hey. Oh, this is Denise. How you doing, Denise?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
We're blessed of the Lord today. Praise God. Thanking him for all that he is and all that he's doing. For us, you know, Brett had a birthday, Denise. What you think about that? Did you know Brett could have a birthday?
Yeah, I knew his birthday was yesterday. You know, he was here in D.C. celebrating.
Oh, did he give you some cake? I didn't get no cake.
I didn't get any cake, but we did go out to eat. We had a wonderful
Oh, y'all went out
time.
To eat?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I met him and Stephanie. I actually picked them up from the hotel, and we went down Georgetown and hung out for a little while.
Yep.
Oh,
nice.
My goodness. I'm just going to go in the corner and boo-hoo for a minute. Oh, my goodness. Brent got the wrong treatment. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you, I know he was cheesing and smiling. And all of that kind of
DC is really
man.
Nice. DC is a nice place. DC is a really nice place.
Oh,
so it's all right.
Oh, there's some beautiful places in DC and some great restaurants and what have you. Praise God that are centered around that city. Some great places to go. A lot of sites to see and things of that nature, very historical. Praise the Lord. And it's good to have a sister there, isn't it? Yeah, Pierre,
yes,
something makes you up, man.
Yes,
man,
is.
You
yes,
wouldn't know this if it wasn't for the BSM. What's wrong
yep,
with you?
Yep, man.
And that's why we got to show up and make sure that we connect with each other when we come into each other's city. So we'll know, not just know them in the spirit, but we'll know them in the personal, in the natural as well.
Amen.
In the spirit and in the flesh. Amen. Praise God. That's awesome. I am so happy and excited about that. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what I do when I already go places. I be expecting to see the PSM crowd and be able to touch and shake hands. Some of them look at me and say, "You don't know me, prophet. I be on your page every day." And I be saying, "But you don't look like that picture. You don't have all what you have on that pic, on your profile pic." Praise the Lord. But we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for a great fellowship. And you know what it even makes you feel better, Denise, is when you meet them and you recognize that their spirit is really pure and true as it is on the page, that they're not a fake or a fraud. You know what I mean? That is the wonderfulness of meeting the people on the page, praise the Lord, that they're just as pure, just as happy and excited about God in the flesh as they are, praise the Lamb, on the page. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful thing. We're going to go to prayer now. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. And I'm going to ask if our son would lead us in prayer, praise the Lord. Then Denise will come behind him in a specialty prayer. But I really want him to pray the general prayer for us while I was sick and shut in, and for those behind prison bars, praise the Lamb of God, and convalescing all of those that are in hospice situations, praise the Lamb of God, praying for those families, that they be strengthened in the hour of bereavement, those who have experienced death, because death can does come, praise the Lord, and we want them to be comforted in this hour, praise the Lord, as well as the PSM family and those of us that's listening today. Come on, son, lead us to the throne today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you on this day, Father. We thank you for this time, and we thank you for this moment of intercession, Father God. Oh, God, we come right now, Father God, with humble hearts, Father God, with our hearts and our minds open right now, Father God, asking you to forgive us, Father God, of anything we've done or done or acted, Father God, or said, Father God, that is not pleasing to you, Father God. God, let your blood of your son, Jesus, wash us clean, Father God, so that may we stand in righteousness, Father God, that we be standing in our rightful place in the kingdom right now, Father God, as we intercede, Father God, for those, Father God, who need, Father God, prayer right now, God. I ask right now, God, that you touch our hearts and our minds, God. God, to be on one accord, Father God, to be in oneness right now, God. God, to be focused on you and your will and your way, God, and God, focused on what may you have us pray for on today, Father God. God, let us stand in our proper places, Father God, in our positions right now, God. God, as intercessors right now, God, and I ask you strength at every intercessor, Father God, that may come on today, Father God. I ask you strength in Prophet, God. I ask you strength in Denise, Father God. I ask you strength in us, Father God, as we go forth right now, God, and pray. I pray right now, God. God, that you have your way on today, Father God. God, have your way, Father God. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Father God. God, let us decrease, Father God, and you increase, Father God. God, have your way, Father God. Move by your mighty spirit on today, Father God. God, we ignite and incite the atmosphere, God, of prayer on today, Father God. God, we throw down all our burdens, Father God, all our concerns, Father God, all the things that may be rising up against us, Father God. And God, we focus on you on today, Father God, and we worship you, and we adore you, and we magnify your holy name on today, oh God. God, I pray right now, God, and I'm standing in the gap right now for our brother Elder White right now, God, as he goes inside the hospital right now, that mercy room, Father God, or urgent care, wherever he may be, Father God. And I pray right now, God, that he get a proper report right now, Father God. God, that there's just slight complications, Father God. God, that he walks out of there, Father God, with a clean bill of health, Father God, whatever may be rising up against him, oh God. I pray that you strengthen Shatwan, Father God, as she stands with him, Father God. Thank you for a sister, Father God, to be here, Father God, for the transportation, Father God, and for the support right now. And I ask for strength for her right now, God, as you go forth, Father God, and caring for Elder White right now, God. I lift up each and every person that may be in a hospital ward right now, God. I pray right now, God. Oh, God, that you Jehovah Rapha right now, God. God, he said, call on your name, Father God, and you need a healing right now, Father God. So I call on your name right now, God, for a healing right now, Father God. Heal those that may be sick, Father God. Heal those who may be shut in, Father God, right now, God. Heal, Father God. Heal, Father God, cancer, Father God. Heal, Father God, any sickness, any disease, Father God, any ailment, oh God. Heal pain right now, God. Touch right now every joint, Father God. God, every arm, leg, Father God, headaches, Father God. Go away in Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. You said, Father God, By your stripes we are healed, Father God. So we thank you for the healing virtue, Father God, that you bestowed upon us, Father God. We call on your holy name, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for what you've done on the cross of Calvary, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. I pray right now, God, for those, Father God, in convalescent homes, Father God, those in nursing homes, Father God, those in mental institutions right now, God. Oh, God, give them, Father God, peace. Jehovah Shalom, rest upon those people right now, God. God, go in right now and touch them in a mighty way, Father God. God, let them a fresh wind of your love and your kindness and your care and your mercy and your grace, Father God, rest upon your people right now, God. I pray right now, those, God, who are in jail right now, God, in prison institutions, Father God. God, those who are in juvenile detention centers, Father God. Those who may be locked down, Father God. God, in holding cells, Father God. I pray right now, God, that their hearts and their minds be convicted, Father God, to change and repent, Father God, for what they've done and what they have been locked down in, Father God. And God, begin to change and shift, Father God, their life into righteousness, Father God. God, in peace, Father God, and God, in right standing with you, oh God, I pray right now, God. But, oh God, I pray for right now, God, for those young men and women, Father God, that need someone to stay straight, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for a straight way, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for that narrow gate, Father God. God, thank you for cleansing, Father God, and washing clean, Father God. Wash us all clean, Father God, of any impurities, God, any iniquities, Father God, anything that is not like you, God. Wash it out of our homes and out of our lives and out of our minds, Father God. Wash our mouths clean, Father God. If things are coming out, Father God, it's not right, Father God. God, that is blocking our prayers, Father God. God, is blocking the manifestation, Father God, in our lives, all the prophetic words, God. I pray right now, God, oh, God, for the Holy Spirit, Father God, to convict us and convert us, Father God, in each and every area of our life, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Touch your people on today, Father God. We incite the atmosphere on today, Father God, for intercession, Father God. And we thank you, God, for who you are, Father God, in our life. We love you. We praise your holy name, Father. Oh, God, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To Jesus, hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous. Pray of your son, Father. Father, now, and we ask him. Hallelujah, as he has the age, O God, of wisdom, new wisdom will come upon him. Strength, hallelujah, new vision. Father, even as we were saying, I pray, Father, hallelujah, that the things that we meant to do, that you would remember, Father, and that you would, O God, in all things, hallelujah, Father, give him great revelation, O God, that he might be able to know and understand the things that need to be done when they need to be done, oh God. And let hallelujah be his reward, Father. The name of Jesus this season, oh God. And let him see your see his song, Father. His strength. That's my name. Hallelujah. Man. To Jesus. Boy, oh boy. You man of God. You have lit the way, praise God. Porch today and praise God for life. Hallelujah for you being praise the Lamb of God. Not tireless, but non selfish, praise God. Let your selfishness come and share, praise the Lamb of God, with us today, as many other of our intercessors do. Praise the Lamb of God. Denise is in queue, and I know she's a working girl, praise God. Hallelujah, and we thank God for her. And Denise, you know, it's just been a blow to my mind, Brett and Denise, how the media is exposing all of this crime, praise the Lamb of God, that's going on around the nation. This last one just blew my mind about three young men who just shot this boy while he was for no apparent reason, but you know, a just natural hate crime. They just, out of the evil of their heart, decided we're bored or what have you. As one of them suggested, we were bored, and they went out and just shot a guy that was running, not knowing that he was a king, that he was visiting here with the Lord. His life precious in the eyes of many. Also, the school situation down in Atlanta, in DeKalb County, down that way. The young man goes into school and he's about to take as many lives as possible. 500 rounds of all his magazines he loaded right in a young woman. And thanks be to God, the young woman grew in God, put down preaching, heard her pastor praise the Lamb of God, preaching in a series, ability and soundness, praise God, hallelujah, that ignites your faith and trust. And she pumped the young man down to lay his weapons down and allow police officers to come arrest them without him killing anyone. And we want to just thank and praise God for that. But at the same time, he walked in, he told her, I haven't taken my medication. I have a case with illness. I'm angry. I just want to kill people. And this is the demonic side of it. You haven't had your medicine, and you want to kill people because you haven't had your medicine. There is something deeper in your spirit that needs to be, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you have that of anger in you, and then you want to go to the school where little children are with 500 rounds, as though you're going to take out every kid and adult in the building, and then said, I don't want to kill the kids. I want to kill the police. Just all kinds of messages, you know, and that is crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. That is crazy, people of God. I'm saying, really cover our schools. We need to really cover the minds and hearts of our young people. And also, praise the Lamb of God, ask the Lord to turn the flame of the anointing, the preaching and the teaching in our homes, praise the Lamb of God, that we can instill, hallelujah, yes, the proper action in our people, whereas we can face these prevalent times that we're living in. And so, Denise, today I would that you would lead us in prayer in that way. Praise the Lamb of God that we would cover these various areas so that, praise the Lamb of God, our God can move continuously, covering us, covering our children. Yes, people of God, covering our children in his blood, in his care, so that, praise the Lamb of God, we can have peace knowing our children are safe, not because of the police that patrols their school, but because of a God who has covered them in his divine love, in his blood. Praise the Lamb of God. Denise, if you would lead us to the throne. Hallelujah. The throne
hallelujah,
of grace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God. God, you are so worthy, Lord God. God, we come just to worship you, Lord God. God, we just come to praise you, Lord God. God, we come to bow down before you, Lord God. God, we come to lay every care, Lord God. God, we come to lay every worry, Lord God. God, we come to lay every doubt, Lord God. God, down at your feet, Lord God. God, because you are great, Lord God. God, you are holy and righteous, Lord God. God, we ask you today, Lord God, God, to release a spirit of righteousness, Lord God. God, all over this land, Lord God. God, we come, Lord God. God, to break the powers of wickedness, Lord God.
Yes,
God, we come, Lord God, God, to break the powers of bondage, Lord God. God,
yes,
of mental illness, Lord God. God, we come to lay it at your feet and say, Lord God. God, we ask for the blood, Lord God. God, the blood that never loses power, oh God. God, we come to the all-sufficient one, Lord God. God, that knows all things, Lord God. God, and that is you, Lord God. God, you sit on the throne, Lord God. And you look down upon heaven, oh God. God, we ask you today, Lord God, God, to come and see about your people, Lord God.
Yes.
God, mothers and fathers are hurting, oh God.
Yes.
God, pastors and preachers, Lord God. God, a broken, Lord God. God, there is a spirit
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for your Christ intervention, Lord God. God, the Spirit, Lord God. God, that you released over the young lady, Lord God. God, to stand bold in the face of the enemy, Lord God. God, in your power and your force, Lord God. God, that she was willing to lay down her life, Lord God. God, so honest to live, Lord God. God, and we thank you, Lord God. God, for the spirit of boldness, Lord God. God, that you'll release the Lord God. God, in your people, Lord God. God, that we will stand up for your righteousness, Lord God. God, that we will live in you, Lord God. God, and we thank you today, Lord God. God, we come against this murdering spirit, Lord God. God, this spirit that's been released, Lord God. God, the enemy knows that it's time. It's coming to a close, Lord God. God, he's intended to God, his warfare, Lord God. God, will we intensify our worship, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Our prayers of intercession, Lord God. God, that we will come, Lord God. God, to take up our weapons, Lord God. God, to fight, Lord God. God, on our knees, Lord God. God, that will dispel the plan of the enemy, Lord God. God, it's that today we tell you thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you that you're releasing us, Lord God. God, into the bowels of mercy, Lord God. God, that we will plead the mercy, Lord God. God, all over the land, Lord God. God, your blood, Lord God. We pray for the blood, Lord God. God, to cover our schools, Lord God. God, where our children go to learn, Lord God. God, that it is a place of safe haven, Lord God. God, we dispel the plan of the enemy, Lord God. God, we ask you for the strategies, Lord God. God, that we will war on our knees, Lord God. God, that you trained our fingers to fight and you caused our hands to war, Lord God. God, in the spirit realm, oh God. God, that it will manifest in the natural, Lord God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God. God, over every city and Lord God. God, over every school system, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, for praying men and women, Lord God. God, that sits in places of authority, Lord God. God, that they'll pray, Lord God. Lord, and Lord God, that they won't give way to the enemy, Lord God. God, that they, Lord God, God will seek you in all that they say and do, Lord God. God, that you will be glorified, Lord God. God, in their positions, Lord God. God, you said that we're to pray for all those that are in authority, Lord God. God, you said that we're to pray, Lord God. God, that we're to pray without ceasing, Lord God. God, so we come today, Lord God. God, just canceling that promise of the enemy, Lord God. God, releasing the will of the Father in the earth realm, Lord God. God, that you will be glorified, oh God. God, that you'll be magnified, Lord God. God, we say, have your way, Lord God. God, Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives, Lord God. God, come into our homes, Lord God. God, in every place that's not everything that's out of alignment, Lord God. God, we pray that you will shift it into alignment, Lord God. God, we agree with what you're doing in the spirit, Lord God. God, we cancel the plan of the media, Lord God. God, send us into a place of crisis, Lord God. God, that we will worry, Lord God. God, but we'll bow on our knees and trust you, Lord God. God, we'll speak your word, Lord God. God, that you will give us rest, Lord God. God, we seek rest in this weary land, Lord God. God, we seek rest, Lord God. God, where there's unsettlement, Lord God. God, we seek rest, Lord God. God, the spirit of chaos, oh God. God, we seek your power and your authority, Lord God. God, that it will snuff out, Lord God. God, the spirit of chaos and confusion, Lord God. God, the spirit that will cause us to war against one another, Lord God. God, will give us spiritual insight that we can see, oh God. God, that we can see in the spirit, Lord God. God, and begin to speak in the spirit, Lord God. God, that we won't speak of our own natural nature, Lord God. God, that we'll speak according to the spirit man, Lord God. God, that we'll see the manifestation, Lord God. God, that will show up quickly, Lord Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, in Isaiah 58, oh God, God, you said that we are to cry loud and spare not, Lord God. God, you said that we're to feed the hungry, Lord God. God, that we're to clothe the naked, Lord God. God, that we're to pray to release the bonds of wickedness, Lord God. God, all of those that are captive, Lord God. God, so we come today, Lord God. God, asking you, Lord God. God, to give us the strategies, Lord God. God, that we will war, Lord God. God, until we see the battle, the victory of the battle, Lord God. God, we've already won the battle, Lord God. God, but we still must fight the good fight of faith, Lord God. And for that, we tell you, thank you, Lord God. God, we speak hope, Lord God. God, where there's hopelessness, Lord God. God, we speak hope in you, Lord God. God, that we lean and trust on you, Lord God. God, not on this world system, Lord God. God, but we speak hope, Lord God. God, where there is desperation, Lord God. God, we speak hope, Lord God. God, we speak peace, Lord God. God, we speak joy, Lord God. God, we speak, Lord God. God, the oracles of heaven, Lord God. God, that they will manifest, Lord God. God, we even lift up tomorrow, the 50th March, Lord God. God, that we'll be going forward in Washington, D.C., and some other places, Lord God. God, we speak a spirit of revival, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, for every person that will take the platform, Lord God. God, we pray today, Lord God. God, that you will give them the wisdom, Lord God. God, to speak what that says the Lord, Lord God. God, that we will see your hand manifest before us, Lord God. God, that you will open the windows of heaven, Lord God. God, and we will see you, Lord God. God, like never before, Lord God. God, that we will come on one accord in the spirit of unity, Lord God. God, we'll see the revival, Lord God. God, the dream, Lord God. God, that is manifesting before our eyes, Lord God. God, that we're still in a fight, Lord God. God, but the fight has already been won, Lord God. God, that if only we could come together, Lord God, not just for a day or for a moment, Lord God. God, but seek you as a corporate body. If we can fall on our faces as a corporate body, Lord God, God, we'll see the manifestation that you'll Lord God. God, that you will lead us by your spirit, Lord God. God, as you led the Israelites by a cloud during the day, Lord God. God, the pillar of cloud during the day, Lord God. God, do it for us in America, Lord God. God, we repent as a nation, Lord God. God, we sin against you and you alone, oh God. God, we legislated our sins, Lord God. God, and called it laws, Lord God. God, but it's been a contradiction to your word, Lord God. God, and we repent, Lord God. God, we hold our political leaders, Lord God. God, our religious leaders, Lord God. God, to a higher standard of living, Lord God. God, we call them, Lord God. God, out of darkness into the marvelous light that you will manifest yourself, Lord God. God, that you will turn back America unto you, Lord God. God, make her your pride and joy, Lord God. God, and for that we thank you, Lord God. God, we ask that you expose every area, Lord God. God, where the enemy has been allowed to enter in, Lord God. God, that we will tear down the kingdom, Lord God. God, of the enemy, Lord God. God, that you will manifest yourself in your presence, Lord God. God, we seek you in your glory, Lord God. God, we seek your face, oh God. God, it is in your blessed name that we pray and seal this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give you praise, Father. We give thanks today.
Thank you.
Thank you for your feminine.
Resurrection into our life right now.
Hallelujah.
We're back into it right now.
Thank you for everything. Father God of Abraham, I am the Lord. You are the Lord and our Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy God. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you praise today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We, Father. Hallelujah. Denise, thank you. Heads up and finished before us. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Leading us in deeper in the presence of the Lord. People of God, you're listening to Prophet Michael Shakespeare's voice here. Hallelujah. At PSM Live for Prophetic Perspectives. The area code here, if you want to call in and be a part of our live studio, is area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And we're here praying for you, you and you, praying for our country, praying for our government. Praise the Lamb of God, praying for our world. Hallelujah, that God would move in a mighty, mighty way. Praise the Lamb of God to bring this nation back into a sense of godliness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. I see some of our other intercessors is here. I wish you guys would push one on your dial, Maganese and Bertha, and you guys, I just wish you would come on in queue so we can line some things up here. Praise the Lamb of God and continue to pray one for another if you guys are available. Praise the Lord, those of you that's in queue. Sylvia, all of you guys, praise God. Just push one on your dial, and we will have you in queue. Praise the Lamb of God as the Spirit leads us to further our prayer ministry here so that people can receive the prayers and the inspiration that they need today. Praise the Lord. Boy, oh boy, that meditation I was reading this morning, hallelujah. Boy, let me tell you something, that meditation, hallelujah, it's powerful. The one I was meeting this morning concerning, hallelujah, the Lord. God is, hallelujah, it said, my strength. Then it said, he is my song. And then it says, and he has become my salvation. Man, what a powerful, powerful, praise the Lamb of God, meditation it was. Day to understand that process that God is my strength, to recognize that God is the strength of your life, that he is the one that strengthens you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's just awesome all by itself. Who is this? Erico 773. Your mic is hot.
Good morning, Apostle.
Oh, good afternoon. This is Prophet Daryl Saunders. Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice today, man of God. I was talking about you earlier and your relocating and all that the Lord has spoken over you. Praise God. Good to hear your voice, man of God, sitting here talking about this meditation. Hallelujah that we had. Boy, there's been some powerful praying going on here, man of God. I tell you that. Hallelujah. Tell me something good. I'm listening to you.
Well, I'm just glad to be here, Papa. I was... would have still been online, but I didn't want to help. I didn't want all that traffic and wind be blowing in y'all ears while I'm trying to move this stuff. So I said I'll get on there tomorrow, and I'll just wait till after the show to move tomorrow, to move today.
Okay.
And I'm just glad to be a pop. I just want to tell PX and that PSM, I love you all, and I thank God for you all.
Well, bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. I was talking about this meditation, man. The Lord is my strength, my song, and he has become my salvation. Praise the Lamb of God. And that word salvation really is interpreted deliverance, that he has become my deliverer. Hallelujah, boy, then in the Psalms of David. And, boy, it's just so beautiful when you really recognize where your strength comes from, where your help comes from, where your assistance comes from, people. It comes from the Lord. And that's something that's set in a Psalm of David as in giving God praise, hallelujah, for being his strength, for being, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, his re-reward, for being that causes him to be able to rise from his bed, hallelujah, and go about doing the affairs of a king. My God, when we recognize that it's all about God, hallelujah, and it's all about what God does for us and the enablement of God, that he enables us and he equips us, praise the Lamb of God, for our daily journey through his divine strength, Praise the Lamb. Do you know if God took his strength from you, praise the Lamb, oh God, you literally couldn't get up off, out of your chair. Praise the Lamb. If God took his strength from you, praise the Lamb of God, and let you walk in your natural strength, you would really think something wrong with you. Praise the Lamb. Those of us who are spiritual creatures, hallelujah, we recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that even when our bodies is tired, Prophet Darrell, that if we get into the presence of the Lord and strengthen our spirit man, that we will have more strength, praise the Lamb of God, than we've ever known. That it revives us, praise the Lamb of God. The body is still tired, but we don't feel it because our spirit has been rejuvenated. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, it's a wonderful thing to know that God is your strength. And then, praise the Lamb of God, he is your song. Hallelujah. Was that boy sing that song, Jesus is the center of my joy. Hallelujah. All that good and perfect comes from you. Hallelujah. My God, Jesus, oh my God, is the center of your joy. When you recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that songs are given to us by the Holy Spirit for particular reasons and purposes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some songs are given to us as songs of deliverance, songs of victory, songs of triumph. I'm not talking about a song you just sing. I'm talking about a song that's given to you by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And many of us have experienced this and do experience this almost on a daily basis, that we wake up with a song in our spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Before you can say good morning, Lord, there's a song in your spirit, hallelujah, that sets the pace for you for the day as you enter into that song, singing that song. Praise the Lamb of God. There is songs, praise the Lamb, that will take you right in to the presence of God if you sing it unto the Lord. Hallelujah. As the Spirit of God gives you utterance, as the Spirit of God gives it to you, he has become my song. Listen to what he's saying. He has become my song. He is my song. Praise the Lamb of God. He is the song. Y'all are listening to that. Praise. I ain't singing about him. He is the song that I sing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then that he is my salvation. He is my deliverance. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. He is my deliverer. It is him that calls it, that sets it in motion and causes it to manifest. What a wonderful God we serve, people of God. And I say it back to you all today, because I know there's many of you, praise the Lamb of God, that need to know God as your strength today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know some of you are weak in some areas. Praise the Lamb. But I want to tell you that God is your strength today. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Be lifted up. Hallelujah. Then there are some of you, my God. Hallelujah. You just don't feel like going on. You don't feel like praying. You don't feel like doing nothing. Praise the Lamb. You need a song. Hallelujah. You need God to give you a song. A song in the night, in your experience. A song in your wilderness. A song in your dry place. You need God to give you a song to refresh you. Praise the Lamb of God. Excuse me. A song of rejuvenation. Praise the Lamb of God. A song that strikes a fire in you. Praise the Lamb of God. A flame. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. That can be felt by others. You need a song from the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. My God, I don't want to start going down the list of songs because Prophet Darrell will go to singing. Hallelujah. Then if we'll be in trouble here, praise God, we have to set up the whole band. Hallelujah. But I just want you all to know today that God is able to give you the song you need to take you into, praise the Lamb of God, the place that you need to be in, praise the Lamb of God, to accomplish that is set before you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God will give you that song. Last of all, praise the Lamb of God. Know that he is the only deliverance. There is no other deliverance. He had a problem getting this over to Israel, praise the Lamb of God. Brett, he had a real problem, Brother Brown, getting this over to Israel, that they could not have any allies, praise the Lamb of God. He said, who can deliver you but me? You can have every armed force in the world behind you and still fail in your trying. God said, y'all, you need is me. Praise the Lamb of God. I am your deliverer. Praise the Lamb of God. All you need is me to wave my banners over you. All you need is me. People, you need to understand this, that some of the predicament and conditions that we are in, Prophet Darrell, is due to the fact that God wants to show himself strong. God wants to show you that he's your salvation. He's waiting on you to turn to him, praise the Lamb of God, and call out to him.
Amen.
And hallelujah, you're going to see his deliverance. And you can see it over and over and over again. You can see the deliverance of the Lord. I'll tell you what the problem with the average believer is. We look at circumstance and conditions, and since our eyes are not on God, you know what happened, Brett? The problem become bigger than our God.
Amen.
The problem, the situation, and the issue becomes bigger than God. What you're talking about, Prophet? I'm talking about as you look at your problem, and the more you worry about it, the greater the size of your problem becomes, and you're shrinking God.
Oh, man.
In your heart and mind, you're shrinking God like he can't handle it. Praise the Lamb of God. The question has to reach to us, and we have to ask the question, how big is your God? Is your God bigger than your sickness? Is your God bigger than your financial struggle? Is your God bigger than your bills? How big is your God?
How big is your God?
Hallelujah. Okay, praise the Lamb. Praise the Lord. God is awesome.
I said,
yeah, man, God is. Hey, the problem is that we marginalize God. Yeah, we marginalize him, praise the Lamb of God, and act like he's some kind of statue or something that we worship and adore, but does not have hands and feet and eyes and compassion and love. Hallelujah. Well, when you recognize, praise the Lamb of God, who really God is, you start singing, God is the source and the strength of my life. Hallelujah. The source and the strength of my life. Praise the Lamb of God. He becomes your everything. And a lot of people just cannot get a grip on this, praise the Lamb of God, so that they can enlarge God in their own heart and mind. There is nothing God can't do. There is nothing God cannot handle, people of God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is be a willing vessel and willing to bring it to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy, oh boy, oh my God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. And TSM Live, if there's anyone here that have a prayer request, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what's wrong with my intercessors. I didn't call their name, Brett. I called Maggie's name. One. I called Bertha's name. She won't push one. Brett, I called Sylvia's name. She won't.
They might be busy today, Father. They might be busy.
I think they're on their coffee breaks out there. Praise the Lamb. They used to love the prophet in the show, boy. They're intercessors, right? Supposed to put your coffee down for a minute. They come in excuses. I'm going to say name again. Let me see what Mad Janice going to say. Mad Janice, how are you?
I am fine. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey,
Matt and I want to know, why can't you push one on your dial for prayer today?
I can push one to pray. I'm ready to pray.
Hallelujah.
You had to go pray before you got on so you can pray. Is that it?
Absolutely.
Our government needs your prayers. Our government needs your prayers, girl. Praise the Lamb. Lamb of God. The government of our churches needs your prayers. The government of our homes needs your prayers. They're making laws faster than they can understand why they're making them. They're putting bills in place and passing laws on stupidity. Praise the Lamb of God. Just crazy stuff that the government is doing, praise the Lamb of God, to try to put a lid on something, not knowing that when they put the lid on it, they're knocking the bottom out of something else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. If you are in a relationship, praise the Lamb of God, in a gay situation, in a gay relationship, you can get benefits for your gay partner, significant others, on your job without being married. But if you're in a heterosexual relationship, you can't get benefits for your significant other. What kind of mess is that?
Wow.
You see, they make war for themselves. They make conflict for themselves. That kind of stuff is crazy. And they need to get a grip on that. You pass a law that we can have legal marijuana, but then if my job finds out I'm using marijuana, they can fire me. So it's illegal as long as I'm in public doing it, but it's against the law at my job. Now, is that not an oxymoron?
Yes, it is.
That's paradoxical. We have to admit that. There's something wrong with these laws. How in the world it frees you and bind you all at the same time? Okay, you're free to go, but stop at the gate and don't go past it. What? That's crazy. I'm free to go, but I have to wear handcuffs for the rest of my life. No, that's not freedom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must pray for our government in this hour. Praise the birth, I see you. Sylvia, I see you. 817, praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. I think this is my friend. 817.
Hi, my name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. How are you today? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arlington, Texas.
All right, Crystal. What can we do for you?
I was calling for a prayer. I was in a car accident this morning on the way to work, and everyone is fine. I'm fine, and the person that I hit was fine. But I just wanted to pray over it because I know that 2 days ago, for some reason, I had a dream that I was in an accident. I was coming out of a hospital, and it had something to do with my car, and I just didn't understand. And I just told my husband, I woke up and said, I don't know what it's saying, but it's saying something. And I had no idea. But once I was in the ambulance and it was taking me to the hospital, I just said, I don't know
We really need to be considering is your prophetic gifting, because it's evident, praise the Lamb of God, that God is speaking to you in the dream dimension.
Right.
God is to you in your dreams and visions, darling, and therefore you have a prophetic gifting. That's the sign that you have a prophetic gifting. The Lord said, I will speak to my prophet, praise the Lamb of God, through dreams and visions. That's the way he speaks to us. Hallelujah. Okay,
yeah.
That's what you need to be praying, that you become sensitive to the revelation of God that he gives you, and that you don't move in haste on it like, I don't know what that was about, but that you would take time and pray over it and brood over it, because, praise the Lamb, just as you went haphazardly and went on your way, it could have cost you your life.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could have cost you your life. Praise. And then again, if you had meditated on it, the Lord might have revealed to you the time and place where it was going to happen, and it probably was there in the dream. I just want to ask you this, praise, because something is coming to me here. Praise God. When you had this accident, were you far from the hospital?
No, not too far.
It was close to the hospital, wasn't it?
it was not very close, but it wasn't too far. It was a hospital about 5-10 minutes away.
But for some reason or another, the hospital and the accident comes into, you know, proximity. I'm just showing you how to interpret your dream. Why was the hospital in there? Even though you weren't hurt bad enough to go to the hospital, am I right?
You're right. Yeah, I wasn't.
You didn't have to
go. I didn't have to go, but I was having chest pain, so they wanted me to go ahead and go. So, but I was cleared when I got in the hospital. I was cleared. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you saw yourself walking out of the hospital, so therefore
in a dream,
you did have to. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God can warn you and give you so much revelation concerning it until you can avoid having this accident. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know, so I just want you to let us pray for you in this area of your prophetic gifting. Then I'm going to ask you, if you would, to come close to us, praise if you can, on a daily basis, Tuesday through Friday, be with us on the show. As we teach, and if you're on Facebook, you can join our international ministry page where we do a lot of prophetic things on there, building up each other, praise the Lamb of God, and our prophetic gifting so that we can receive the revelation from God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, wonderful prayer request today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, Maginese?
Yes, sir.
All right, Maggie, I want you to get ready to pray for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And lead us in prayer here today. And please, please include Crystal, who we're talking to now, that the Lord will give her that prophetic insight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that she can help save others too. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Maggie.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, God, for your spirit resting heavy upon this show today, God. We thank you, God, for the unction of your spirit that you give us day by day, oh God. We don't take it lightly, God, that you have chosen us as the remnants in this season, oh God. We thank you, God, and we lift your name on high, oh God, and we just exalt thee in this place, oh God, and we lift up the highest praise and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, glory to your name, God. We bless you in this place. We honor you. We magnify you. We exalt you. There is none other like you, oh God, King of kings, Lord of lords, or you are sovereign, God, and we just lift up our voices to you, God, and we just say thank you for all those things that you've done and all those things that you have yet to do, God. We thank you for the things that have already done that have not even manifested in the natural, God. We praise you in advance because you are faithful. You said, ask and we shall receive. So we know that we have already received these things in the spirit, God, and we thank you, God, because you are faithful and we hold true to your word, God. We stand firm on your word, God, and your presence rests heavy with us, God. We thank you, God, for your daughter Crystal, who called in today. We thank you, God, for the prophetic anointing on her life, God. We bless your name, God, for drawing her in, God. We thank you, God, for leading her to this place, God. Now I ask you, God, that you would ignite, Father, what lies dormant within her, oh God. I ask
God, and that you have chosen her, God, to be a prophetic voice in this season, God. So I ask you, Lord God, that you would use her in this season and take her to the place that you desire her to be in the spirit and in the natural, God. We cover her, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life and her family's life, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would keep her and show her you, God. Show her more of you, God, so that she might become one with you and know you, God, intimately, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for what you're about to do in Crystal's life, God. And I pray, God, for this nation, God. I pray, God, for the churches, God. I pray, God, for government and all those that are in charge, God. Even as I was reading in Ezekiel this morning, God, I don't take it lightly that this is the very, this is the assignment that was given to me today. So I pray, God, even as you lifted us up in a vision and showed us, God, the abomination that goes on in the house of God. I pray for that, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even Jeremiah, God, that I read this morning, God, you said, call the wailing women, God, that we cry out. So I stand today, God, crying out to you, God, that you would have mercy upon the land and the season, God. Have mercy upon the people, God, those that have done many abominations and that follow after strange gods. I pray for them, God, that their hearts would be turned back to the one true living, God. We repent, God, as a nation, God, for allowing legislation, God, to just make all these laws that are against you, God, that are against your word, God. We repent for that, and we ask that you would forgive us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, that you would go ahead and just put the marks on the foreheads of your people, God, so that we will be spared in this season, God, and that would be calling for the righteous, God, and that our families even would be saved, God, that you would begin to turn the hearts of the people back to you in this season, God, because we see the day coming, God, and I'm not afraid to declare it, God, but I ask you to have mercy upon your people in this season, God. I ask you, Lord, that you would turn us away, God, from all forms of iniquity. Strengthen us, God. We need strength in our flesh, God, so that we might do our worthy, God, of the calling that you have given us, God. We know that you are faithful, God, and we dare not take your grace for granted, God. So I ask you, Lord God, that you would just strengthen us, God, in our bodies, God, and in our minds, God, so that we can do what you have called us to do and be who you have called us to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, for a special anointing that parents would know how to parent their children in this season, God. That your people particularly, God, would know how to parent your children, God, so that we would lead them, God, and guide them, Father, in the place that you would have them to be. Because we know that they too are the remnant, God. For we dare not give your prophets strong drink, God. And we dare not tell them not to prophesy, God. So I ask you, Lord, that you would strengthen the parents, God, and let them know how to raise your children, God. And even in the church, God, I pray for leadership. The heavy burden that I have for leadership, God. I pray, God, for the men and women of God that shepherds your people, God. You send word to the shepherds that scatter your sheep. I pray for them, God, that they would not scatter your sheep with some doctrine, God, that they would not scatter your sheep with hate, God, and that they would not scatter your sheep, God, with all forms of iniquity, God, and untruth, God. I pray for them that their hearts would be turned back towards you, God, that you would do whatever needs to be done, God, to turn them back to you, God, so that even your people would not fall by the wayside, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the church. I pray, God, for the men and women of God that you have called in this season. I ask that you would call them into alignment, God, with what you are doing in this season, God, so that the body as a whole can be on one accord, God, because we know that is when we see you, that is when we hear you most clearly, God. So I ask you, you, Lord God, that you would remain faithful to leadership, God, and cause them to remain faithful to you. Don't turn your heart away and your faith away from their prayers, God. I ask you, Lord God, that even arguments, God, between families will not prevent you from hearing, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you would heal family structure in the church, God. Heal family structure from the head down, God, so that we can be on one accord, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for revelation knowledge, God. We thank you, God, for intimacy. We thank you, God, for drawing us in, God, into this new dimension that you are taking us, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, and we seek you with our whole heart, God. You said that if we seek you, we will find you, and you will show us great and mighty things, God. So I give that word back to you, God, so that you might have thine own way in this season, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you, we praise you, we honor you, God. There is none other like you, God. We bless your name, God, and we honor you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you. Imagine Denise. Bless you. Fervent prayer. Tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt, how are you today?
I am blessed, Prophet. I'm just in a quiet place right now. I was just listening. I have been battling a headache for 3 days, and I went to the doctor, and he said my blood pressure was up, cholesterol, which I've never had high blood pressure, but this too shall pass. I'm not even worried about it. But I'm just being quiet, Prophet. That's all.
Well, you stay quiet, okay? Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to cover you. We're going to cover you in prayer, and you just stay quiet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We love you today, and I want you to be in good health. And, you know, I don't want to strain you at all. Just rest and take a break and just be cool and just know God is with you and eat and do the right thing.
I love you all.
Yeah. All right. Add some more vinegar to your diet. Praise the Lord. That will cut the cholesterol and bring your blood pressure down. Vinegar will do it. Get you some of that Bragg's, or that mother vinegar. Yeah, that Bragg's vinegar, the lamb apple cider. And I promise you, praise the Lord. I love you today.
Love you too.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. 864 area code. Praise God. Your mic is high.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you, sweetheart?
I am good.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sylvia, what's on your heart today? Just tell me what's on your heart today. Hallelujah.
Oh, wait. that's a loaded question, Prophet. Parents, our elderly, the march coming up tomorrow, the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King. Those things are on my heart because we're having an event here in South Carolina at the park. So just want our children to realize that, you know, what our foreparents fought for and not to let it just go by the wayside. So.
Praise the Lamb of God. Well, you know, when you mentioned Martin Luther King, something just clicked in my spirit that after all of these years of his death and what have you, we have gained so much ground in civil rights and what have you, but then again, we have lost so much as it relates to us as a people and the uniting of the way he had united us when it comes as it relates to being there for one another, you know, backing each other and this and another and creating businesses now there's so much crime, there's so much hatred, there's manipulation going on amongst people until it just breaks your heart that a man has to take a bullet in order, praise the Lamb of God, to bring us to where we are, and then at the same time to see how far in our morality and what have you that we have stepped back. He preached a nonviolent gospel. He preached a gospel of, praise the Lamb of God, of unification, of oneness, praise the Lamb of God, to achieve that that we need to achieve. And we are so broken now until it's ridiculous. I tell you the truth, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I wonder what he would say if he was alive today. Praise God. I know one thing he would cry out is, until righteousness run down, praise the Lamb of God, like a mighty stream, and justice, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are in a world of turmoil. I mean, it's not in a, wow, praise God, somebody got a dog or something. Praise God, hallelujah. We can mute some of these phones, babe. Hallelujah. That if you're in a place of insensitivity, is only because you are young enough to live in this society that we live in, not knowing the past and the past society, how peaceful things were, and that when you heard fire alarms and of fire engines and sirens go off, it got your attention. It really got our attention when we was coming up, when you heard a police siren and when you heard gunshots and things of this nature. We are so insensitive now until, my God, you know, the fire trucks can pass you by. We don't even want to pull the car over, the ambulance, whatever. We don't even think about who it is or prayer or anything. We have become a very insensitive people because of all that is going on around us, and it's really destroying our society. It's taking us aback, people of God, and we must wake up and understand and see that all of this that is going on, praise the Lamb of God, is ushering in a very, very destructive season, praise the Lamb of God, because if you're fed up with it and you're tired of it and you want to see better, then what you think about the God that created it, praise the Lamb. And I'm telling you, people of God, make no mistake in your hearts and mind that God cares, praise the Lamb of God, that God cares about all that is going on, praise the Lamb of God. Make no mistake that he sees all that's going on, praise the Lamb, and he's going to move on it. And when he start moving, praise the Lamb of God, when he start moving across the land, I just want you people to understand and know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that it was told to you beforehand that God is going to avenge the blood that is built on our streets, that God is going to avenge the manipulations, the robbery of the elderly and poor, that God is going to avenge these things, people of God, hallelujah, because there are people crying out to him, and God promised that he would hear. And when he hear, praise the Lamb of God, he will allow a space of repentance, and he will send messengers, praise the Lamb of God, for the world to repent. And when it does not repent, praise the Lamb of God, then God will bring it to a place of total annihilation, or he will bring it to a place of repentance. He will bring it to a place of total annihilation, or he will bring it to a place of repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. And I choose that God would bring us to repentance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Your servant hears. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. at the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Yes, Father. The Lord said he will move, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. I hate to be the one to deliver the news, but I have to say what God is saying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise God. Sylvia, why don't you pray for us? Pray for, you know, what's on your heart. And my God, hallelujah. Boy, just pray for us today. I know that there's nothing God can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. I just got a report from Elder White. He has been given a clean bill of health, and that he went to emergency for. He's fine, and he is on his way home. So we praise God for hearing the prayers of the saints already. Hallelujah. Come on, Sylvia, lead us to the throne of grace today. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for yet another day, God, that we can come into your presence, oh God, and magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for looking over us, oh God. Even as we slept, oh God, you were on guard, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the day ahead, oh God. We thank you for tomorrow, the 50-year anniversary, oh God. Oh, Father, I ask, Lord, that you'll wake up your people, oh God, that they'll hear the alarm, oh God. Oh, God, that they'll be attentive to your voice, oh Father. Oh, Father, that you will have your way, oh God, that your will be done in the land, God. Father, you said everything that concerns us concern you, God. So, Father, we come with heavy hearts, oh God. We come with burdens to lay at your feet, oh God, knowing, God, that you can take care of them, God. Oh, Father, we lift up our youth to you, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for covering them, protecting them, God, as they go back to school, oh God. Oh, Father, we lift up homes and neighborhoods to you, God. Oh, God, plant a seed of righteousness in the land, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, that your people would repent, oh, Lord, that we would call on your name, oh, God, that we would seek your face, oh, God, for healing for the land, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that it's none like you, Lord. Oh, God, remind them, oh, God, that you're still God, oh, God. Oh, remind them, God, that you sit high and look low, Father. Remind them, Father, that you know all things, God. Oh, God, remind them, God, if they would call, you would answer, God. Oh, God, just thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Father, for all that you do, Father. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us, God,
Lord,
keeping our minds, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Oh, God, I lift up your elderly to you, God. Oh, God, remember, God, that they were yours, oh, God, and they're still yours, God, and you care about them, oh, Lord. Oh, God, they need your help, God. They need your love, oh, God. Those that are in control of taking care of them in old age, oh, God. Oh, God, watch over them, oh, God, and let them be taken care of, Father. So many of your elderly, oh, Lord, are going through, God. Some don't have enough to make it from month to month, God. But, God, I'm asking, God, that you would cover them, oh, Lord, that you will provide, God, that every need is met, oh, Lord. They shall not live in lack, oh, God. Oh, God, they are your children, God. Oh, God, I just thank you, Lord, for another day, God. I just thank you, God, for peace, oh, God. I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for being God. I thank you, Father. Have your way in the land, God. Oh, God, we lift up our hearts to you, oh, God, seeking your face, God, seeking answers, oh, God, strategies, oh, God, how to pray, oh, God. Oh, God, how to just love on you for being God, Father. We thank you today, God, for all that you do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, your name. Awesome God you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir, Papa.
Man of God, hallelujah. You know, the Lord keeps speaking to me about this national visit, this visitation, praise the Lamb of God, to bring this country under subjection, man. And, you know, praise the Lamb of God, it is something to be moved by this in this season. As you look around and see so much that's going on, and, you know, God's way is his way, and we can't retard it. We can't hinder God from doing what he does, but the mercy of God is in place for us. And as we cry out for mercy unto God in this season, praise the Lamb of God, I believe that the Lord will, praise the Lamb of God, speak, you know, a amendment to what he has already spoken. Man, I'm telling you, what I see when God speaks to me is, I can't even find the words.
You know what, Apostle? I hear the Lord saying that the church has to come together. There was a time that the church was on one accord, the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh. The body of Christ was on one accord. They were with one accord. And the church has gotten, the body of Christ has gotten out of order and out of alignment with the will and the word of God and the plan of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They have stepped out of the blueprint. They stepped out of the blueprint, the structure that God has set before the body of Christ. And until the body of Christ gets back into the blueprint, things will not be the same. That's why he said in his word, judgment will begin in the household of faith. But if the body of Christ would get back into the blueprint that God has already designed and set for us, then his love will be kindled. But we got to get in alignment with the will and the word of God that he has already set before us. We got to look, always talking about the money and prosperity. God wants us to prosper. He wants us to have wealth because he gave us the power to get wealth. Thank you, Lord. He said it's king of show. And the reason why signs and wonders has not been fulfilled, God said, I refuse to allow my signs and wonders to rest in these churches. Oh, my God. Because then man will make money. And he said, Elohim said, I will share my glory with no man. He said, men and women of God have taken my glory, and I'm angry about it. God said it. He's angry with the men and women of God, the servants of the Most High God. He's angry with them, Apostle.
Woo! And then, you know, we're robbing God of his glory in his house. Do you know, to have your own house and a man come, you know, you see this on mafia movies and stuff when somebody, they do their dirt all outside, but when they come home, their home is their sanctuary. But when somebody invades their home, they take it as the most decorative thing can be done. Have come into my home and done this. You have disgraced me in my home. That's the way God is about his house and his people.
Yes.
You have robbed of my glory in my house, among my children. You have come in and played God before them. As though you are doing all of these things. You have become a sign and a wonder to them. They're calling your name and not mine. Hello, light bulbs.
That's true.
They're calling your name and they're not calling mine. Hallelujah. Then when they're in need, you hide from them. When they dial your number and text you, you hide from them. You don't want to be bothered with them. But yet you want to be God in their face. You have robbed me of my glory. You have redirected my people to come to you.
And my Lord Jesus.
Me.
My Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God in heaven, you stand in the pulpit and every word come out of your mouth, you say, I gave it to you and I have not spoken to you. You stand and say, the Lord said this, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. You robbed my people of their monies like Hophni and Phinehas at the gate. Hallelujah. Yes. And you say God gave you this scripture to raise the offering with. And God is going to do this, and I have not spoken. Hallelujah. Tricking my people, manipulating my people, and I have not spoken. You've robbed me of my glory. Hallelujah. You made my word a show for you, for opportunity for you to gain from. Hallelujah, not to give me the glory that it was intended. You've robbed me of my glory. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. I hear God speaking now even. Bless your name, Father. Yes, God. God said he will be avenged. Hallelujah. For vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Be not heavy because of these things, saith the Lord. For I swear by my holiness, I'm coming, saith the Lord. I am coming, saith the Lamb. And when I visit the Lamb, God, all will know that I have come, saith the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, let your glory return unto you. Let your people honor you and exalt you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You deserve glory, Father. You deserve the honor in your house. Hallelujah. Your people, hands should be lifted, Father. Hallelujah. You deserve it, God. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. They forget that the people belong to you and they call them their people. Hallelujah. But they're your sheep, Father, the sheep of your pasture. They forgot, oh God, hallelujah, even when your servant David mistreated your people, how severely you came down upon your servant, oh God. They forget, oh God, about Eli and Hophni and Phinehas. Hallelujah. After they turn the light out, Father, after they let the light that leads to you go out in your house, oh, God, that you destroyed all of them, they forget you, Father. They forget you, Father. Hallelujah. But you are God today. Hallelujah. And the God that answers by fire. Hallelujah. We will serve you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prophet Darrell, you have spoke a word here today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That need to be sent through the system for the entire nation to hear in every pulpit on Sunday morning. Because you have struck the nerve, my brother. Praise the Lamb of God. That we must stop this foolishness. We must stop this entertainment. We must stop this robbing God of his glory. Hallelujah. It just has to cease. It has to cease. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. People of God, we give praise the Lamb with Prophet Daryl Saunders. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have hot off the press for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. A prayer call, a very special, even as we're talking here, national prayer call that is about to be launched on Monday, this Monday, which is the 26th, praise the Lamb of God, of August 2013, a very special national call to prayer launched by, praise the Lamb of God, our intercessory prep, Bishop William H. Murphy, Jr. All is invited to this call on Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the phone number to dial in is 712. That's the area code, 712-432-1001. 712-432-1001. The access code is 4138-15905. 413-815-909. This is a national call of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, to prayer by our intercessory of prayer, Bishop William H. Murphy, Jr. And praise the Lamb of God, he's requesting your presence on that call, praise God. And that text is going around. You may see it again. You may see it posted on Facebook. You're all invited to share with us. I will be on that call, the Lord willing. Praise the Lamb of God. I will be on that call, no doubt, being one of the prayers even that will be leading in prayer. Praise the Lamb, saying I am his first assistant. I will be there, praise God, and we invited all of you all to be a part of that prayer call. Hallelujah. It's time to pray, people of God, even as Prophet Daryl is speaking. It is time for us to give ourselves to prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe in prayer. I believe in the works of it. I believe in the operation of prayer. I believe that God does hear prayer. Can't nobody make me doubt that. Hallelujah. That our God hears prayers. Hallelujah. And he hears the prayers of his people. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Praise the Lamb of God. And if we would just find our place in God, hallelujah, yes, 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 praise the Lamb of God, we will find out that our God loves us one and all, and he loves us dearly, praise the Lamb of God, and he loves us dear enough, hallelujah, that if we would come in, praise the Lamb of God, to the place of humility, yes, hallelujah, submissiveness, we would find out, hallelujah, that our God would do wonderful things for us. He would do wonderful things for us, people of God. Yes, he would, praise God. Our problem, our biggest problem is that we don't want to humble ourselves before God. Hallelujah. We pray and then do things our way. We pray, then we do things our way, and that's not the way it's supposed to be done. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be humbled before our God. Hallelujah. Humbled before our God. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Until we come to this place of humility, I promise you this, we're going to see what we don't want to see. We're going to experience what we don't want to experience. Hallelujah. Too long has this nation went, praise the Lamb of God, without the stroke of God's hand, hallelujah, to set it back in order. We are on a collision course to destruction from the White House to the church house. We are on a collision course, hallelujah, to total annihilation. unless God intervenes. Praise the Lamb of God. And his way of intervention may not be the way you think he should intervene, people of God. Hallelujah. But I promise you, it's going to work. When God comes, it's going to work. Praise the Lamb of God. They're going to be breaking the church doors down to get in there to pray. Hallelujah. To get a real agenda that says, where is God? We want to find God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Just watch what I tell you. Oh, my God in heaven. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My. What a wonderful God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, sir.
I just heard the Lord say that he's getting ready to whip his leaders back
Jesus,
into shape.
Jesus.
He's getting ready to put them back into the place where he has called them to be. And some of them have fallen down by the wayside or because they allow the things of the world. Talk about they drawing the young people, they drawing the youth. No. He said that he have called them to draw the lost at any cost, and they're not doing it. They trying to draw them, but they running them away. He's been ready to call his leaders to back on their faith, laying prostrate out before him, seeking the And Apostle, I agree with you. They're going to come running. They're going to come saying what I must do to be saved. They going to come run under the host. I'm under the whole God said it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But he said he's going to have to prepare his pastors, his prophets, his evangelists. He got to prepare the body of Christ. He got to clean up the body of Christ again. All because it's an affection. All right, Lord. That has seeped bloodstream of man. But he's getting ready to send the strongest antibiotic he got, which is himself, the hope of glory. Thank you, Jesus. That he's getting ready to run out of the affection that's been attacking the immune system in the body of Christ.
My God. Hallelujah. But, man, I have to agree with you. Praise God, because that's just as it is. But as you were talking, and I'm listening to you, boy, the Lord recalled in my spirit what he spoke to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Not too long ago, he called me into his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm laying there prostrate on the floor. And the Lord says to me, live before me. Walk before me and live before your brethren. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need you to live before your brethren that they might see an example. Hallelujah. Man of God, this is the season, hallelujah, for us to walk upright. This is the season, praise the Lamb of God, for us to come into that place with God, whereas, praise the Lamb of God, God can receive glory from us. Hallelujah. That's from our living, our lifestyle. Praise the Lamb of God. Our walk before his people, that God can receive glory from us. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. And there's too many of us walking not me, box like on the slew footed. Praise God before the Lord. Hallelujah. And wearing collars all at the same time. There's too many of us, praise the Lamb of God, that's doing things that is not of God. Hallelujah. That's not of God, and we know it. But we're doing it, praise the Lamb of God, and God is going to call it on the carpet. Now, you know, Prophet Darrell, what comes along with a lot of this is exposure, praise praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to expose a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to their realness, the real them, and what they're doing in his house, praise God, hallelujah, because it's going to be a change of the guards, and they're going to see that also, that the guards are going to change. God is tired of this mess, tired of it, praise the Lamb of God, he is tired of it. It runs deeper, hallelujah, than the ocean, the things that's going on, praise the Lamb of God. But God is fed up with it, hallelujah. He's fed up with all this man-made glory, hallelujah, of conferences and conventions and things of this nature. It's not for God's glory and his intent. It's a facade, but behind it is for man. It's not for God.
It's true.
It's for man.
It's true.
They have established it without prayer. They have established it without leading of the Holy Spirit. They have put components together and has not heard from God. Hallelujah. But they manipulate God's people with his name. God's tired of this mess. Hallelujah. And it's gonna be something. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It is going to be something, I tell you. Praise God. I'm not sure. I think we have a caller. Praise God. Let me see here. 815. Is this a caller?
Hey, Prophet. This is Sandra. How you doing?
I'm blessed, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm still here. I was calling in for prayer. I was able to get on my Facebook page a little bit, and I saw where you had posted a prayer on my behalf, and I just want to call and say thank you. Truly, you were in the vein of God, because I am in a battle with my finances, and I'm just seeking guidance and instructions from the Lord, because it seems like every time I try to bring finances into my home, something always happens where it does not go through. And I know the Word of God says that everything that I put my hand to shall prosper. And I'm seeking guidance from the Lord to just see what is it that he would have me to do, or if I'm doing something that I shouldn't be doing, or if I'm not doing something that I should. So I'm just seeking the wisdom of God, because I know that right now there are witchcraft prayers that have been prayed out against me, and I don't have the breaker's anointing, but I'm still standing on the Word of God, because I know that this thing shall too pass.
My God. Hallelujah. What you mean you don't have the breaker's anointing? What does that mean? You don't have the breaker's anointing.
I'm in a battle. I don't know what it is that I'm doing. I've been in my scriptures for the past about week and a half, and just seeking God to see what is it that I can do to break this thing off of my life and off of my family.
My God in heaven. Hallelujah. That's going to cost us some soaking. You have to do some fasting and soaking for that. Praise the Lamb of God for a revelation that deep. Man, that could run all the way to a great-grandparent or something. Hallelujah. If there is something that's strong working against everything that you do, praise the Lamb of God, that needs breaking, you might have to give yourself to some real serious fasting and praying just on the revelation of it. Hallelujah. There are some things that have gone on in the past, praise the Lamb of God, that we're not even aware of, that causes, praise the Lamb of God, true generational curses that have.
Hello?
I'm speaking.
God, and you are in a position to break it. So, hallelujah, you have to really get into your prayer closet, in your prayer place, so that you can praise the Lamb of God. Allow that thing to be revealed to you. Hallelujah. Praise the
okay.
Lord.
Prophet, can you would, say that again? Something went mute, and I didn't hear anything.
I said that you need to get into your prayer closet, praise the Lamb of God, and push that plate away and seek God's face for the revelation of that. Hallelujah. That's not just going to come very easy, praise God. It ain't going to come very easy, praise God, because if you have those type of psychic prayers and this being prayed against you, then you're going to have to go deep, praise the Lamb of God, in your spirit, in the spirit realm. And the only way you're going to do that is through fasting and praying. Hallelujah. That's the only way you're going to get there. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we're going to pray for you. Let me see when Maggie needs to tap back in here. Yeah. Maggie?
Hey, Prophet. I only pressed one because everything went mute, and I was just trying to see what was going on. But I can pray for Sandra, though.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, come on, intercede for him now. Hallelujah. We have to
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your daughter, Sandra.
Oh.
We come lifting her up to you, God, and we just thank you for her life, God, and you are all-knowing and all-seeing, God, and we thank you, God, for everything that you plan on doing for her. Now, Master, we put her up before your throne, oh God, because you know the prayers that have been prayed against her, oh God. You know the words that have been spoken against her, oh God. You even know what hindrance there is in her lineage, God. So I ask you, Lord God, that you would strengthen her as she goes forth in her fast and as she goes forth and seeking you, God, for knowledge on how to break any curses, God. We ask you, Lord God, that there would be revelation knowledge right now, God. I stand in the gap and we come against every witch and every warlock that has ever spoken a prayer against her. We dismantle that now in the name of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus be against all generational curses in the name of Jesus. We come against Satan and all of his tactics that attempt to bind up the finances that have been released for the woman of God. We decree and declare that she is more than a conqueror, and that she is the head and not the tail. She is above and not beneath. She is the lender and not the borrower, and she shall suffer no more lack. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that if you would just ignite a fire within her, oh God, and know and let her know, God, that she does have the breaker. We loose the breaker's anointing upon her right now, oh God. I ask, Lord God, that you would allow it to overtake her, God, and that she would just be strengthened from her loins, God, and that she would be guarded up in the spirit, God, so that she would fight the battle, God, that is before her, because the battle is not ours, it is yours, and all we have to do is show up, God. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for victory. We thank you, God, for breaking everything that is contrary to your word off of her, God. You said that you would break the gates of iron and brass, and that you would give us the hidden treasures of darkness. In the name of Jesus, we loose that anointing upon her right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for her willingness to share and for her transparency, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you would move on her behalf. King of glory, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, we give you free reign in this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, I pray that you would give her the spirit of supplication. Hallelujah, and intercession. I pray, Father, the spirit, every spirit of prayer and fasting will come upon her, Father, that she might hear your voice, that she might hear your voice clear, hallelujah, that she might receive revelation from you concerning the thing, hallelujah. Yes, God, that it might be broken off in Jesus' matchless name, and we release the breaker's anointing upon her now, hallelujah. The Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. And it is so. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you. Thank you, Maginese. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise daughter. Hallelujah for being here with us and for, as Maginese said, for being so transparent today as it relates to your situation, your circumstance. Hallelujah. that nothing beats, hallelujah, being in bondage but crying out for deliverance. That's the only yes. thing beats it, God. And you can try to work it out all by yourself if you want to. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes you need somebody. And then the gap. Hallelujah. For your situation and for your circumstance, you need somebody to stand in the gap for you. Praise God. Thank God for prayer warriors today. Listen to me good now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, we say to you, all that the gathering is nearing is right upon us, just a couple of months away. And we need to start centering our minds on this, praise the Lamb of God, as we come together to unite, to touch and agree, to war for our promises together, for our prophetic promises, and also to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, for training and development in the school of the ministry, praise the Lamb of God. It is going to be awesome. And I want you to be there, praise the Lamb of God, with your warfare gear on. I want you there. We're getting dog tags for you. We're getting all of that. Praise the Lamb of God to be in your packets and what have you. People of God, there is an expense. If the hotel was free, if the rooms were free, packets was free, if all of this was free, it would be a free conference. But brothers and sisters, believe me, praise the Lamb of God. Everything you're going to see at the conference from the musicians, singers, everything is going to cost. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The only thing that's going to be standing there free probably is me. And I'm very serious. Praise the Lamb of God. So let us come to the conference. Let us register. Praise the Lamb of God. And do what needs to be done. I want you to be there. I'm willing to dispense all that I have in me at this conference for you to receive what God has for you and for you to learn and be activated, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and brought into a place, hallelujah, of spiritual elevation. I want you there, praise the Lamb of God. Meet us there. Prophet Daryl will be there with us. It's promised to be there. We're going to be praising him. Praise the Lamb. Many of the voices that you hear on the radio every day will be there with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Sharing in this powerful move of God. Hallelujah. There's no planning if you're not planning to come. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. I love you. Prophet Daryl loves you. We all love you. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a blessed weekend. Don't forget. Intercessory prayer tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's posted on our page. Join us for prayer tonight, praise the Lamb of God, as our intercessors go forth at 10 p.m. tonight. Love you all. Talk to you tomorrow on Tuesday.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Myself.